The Sanctuary in 2300 Days. Chapter 16. Ezekiel Offers to Israel a Sanctuary. It was 14 years after the sanctuary had been destroyed that God gave Ezekiel the pattern of another to show to the house of Israel. Chapters 40 to 48. This building consisted of two holy places. Chapter 41. And the most holy place was of the same size with that in the temple of Solomon. Verse 4, 1 Kings 6, verses 19 and 20. To this building the word sanctuary is applied in the following texts. Ezekiel 41, verses 21 and 23, chapter 42, verse 20, chapter 43, verse 21, chapter 44, verses 1 and 5, verses 7 and 8 refer to Solomon's temple. Verses 9, 11, 15, 16, and 27. Chapter 45, verses 2, 3, 4, and 18. Chapter 47, verse 12. Chapter 48, verses 8, 10, and 21. It was offered to the house of Israel then in captivity on this condition, that they should be ashamed of their iniquities and put them away. If they did this, God would cause this building to be established and would cause the 12 tribes to return. Chapter 40, verse 4, chapter 43, verse 10 and 11, chapter 44, verses 5 to 8, chapter 47, verses 13 to 33, and chapter 48. But the house of Israel were not at all ashamed. For when the decree for Israel's restoration went forth, all Israel could go up to the land where God's abundant blessing was promised. See the decree of Cyrus, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 22 and 23, Ezra 1, verses 1 to 4, and chapter 7, verse 13. But the 10 tribes slighted the offer of Cyrus, as well as the promised blessings of God, and the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, with a portion of the tribe of Levi, and a few others, were all that went up. Ezra 1, verse 5, chapter 7, verse 7, chapter 8, verse 15. Thus the house of Israel rejected the gracious offer of the Lord, and slighted the inestimable blessings which God would have given them. Ezekiel chapters 47 and 48. Hence this sanctuary was never erected. But that this prophecy does not belong to the future reign of Christ and his saints, the following facts demonstrate. Number 1. The prince that shall reign over God's people Israel forever is none other than Jesus Christ. There is to be but one prince and shepherd that shall be the king over Israel in the glorified state, and that one is Jesus. Luke 1, verses 32 and 33, Ezekiel 37, verses 22 and 24, Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6, Micah 5, verse 2. But the prince here spoken of by Ezekiel is not Christ, but a poor, frail mortal. For, number 1, he is commanded to offer a bullock as a sin offering for himself, Ezekiel 45, verse 22. But Jesus Christ is himself the great sin offering for the world, 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. Number 2, he was to offer all manner of offerings for himself, Ezekiel 46, verses 1 to 8. But Jesus Christ caused all this to cease at his death, Daniel 9, verse 27. Number 3, God says to these princes, "Take away your exactions from my people," Ezekiel 45, verse 9. But when Christ reigns, there will be nothing oppressive, for the officers will be peace, and the exactors righteousness, Isaiah 60, verses 17 to 19. Number 4, this prince is to have sons and servants to whom, if he will, he may give an inheritance. But that which he gives to his servants will return to the prince in the year of Jubilee, Ezekiel 46, verses 16 and 17. And he is forbidden to oppress the people, verse 18. Surely, it would be blasphemous to apply this to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, Ezekiel is not predicting the future reign of Christ over the house of Israel. The second reason this prophecy does not belong to the future reign of Christ, Christ says, "The children of this world, or age, marry, and are given in marriage. But they which shall be counted worthy to obtain that world, or age, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage." Luke 20, verse 35. Now hear Ezekiel. "Neither shall they," God's priests, "take for their wives a widow, nor her that is put away, but they shall take maidens of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow that had a priest before." Ezekiel 44, verse 22. In the prediction of Christ respecting that age or world to come, he positively affirms that there shall be no marrying or giving in marriage there. But in Ezekiel, we find the Lord's priests marrying and have intimations even that divorce and death are not unknown. Therefore, it is evident that Ezekiel does not refer to the age to come. Certain it is that had those priests been counted worthy to obtain that world, they would not be represented as marrying in it. And this, too, in the promised land, the very heart of the future kingdom. Number 3. And Christ adds, "Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels." Luke 20, verse 36. And Paul testifies that at the last trump, this mortal shall put on immortality, and death shall be swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 54. But Ezekiel has deaths, even in the families of God's priests, and they themselves defiled by attending their burials and obliged to offer for themselves a sin offering. See Ezekiel 44, verses 25 to 27. Are such persons equal to the angels? Are they where they can die no more? Surely they are not. Then it is demonstrated that Ezekiel does not refer to the world or age to come. That the sanctuary, priesthood, and offerings, with the accompanying blessings, would have been realized in the Mosaic dispensation had the 12 tribes of Israel accepted the proffered boon, we will now show. Number 1. It was to be fulfilled while circumcision was in force, Ezekiel 44, verse 9. But that was abolished at the first advent, Galatians 5, verse 2, chapter 6, verse 12, Colossians 2, verses 11 to 13. Number 2, it was while divorce was allowed, Ezekiel 44, verse 22. But that is now done away, Matthew 5, verses 31 and 32, chapter 19, verses 8 and 9. Number 3, the distinction between meats clean and unclean is recognized, Ezekiel 44, verses 23 and 31. But no such distinction is now recognized by the Bible, Romans 14. Number 4, sacrifice, offerings, burnt offerings, and sin offerings of bulls and goats were then in force, Ezekiel 46. But they are not now acceptable to God, Hebrews 10. Number 5, the feasts and the jubilee were then in force, Ezekiel 45, verses 21 to 25, chapter 46, verses 9, 11, and 17. But they were nailed to the cross, Colossians 2. Number 6, the Levitical priesthood was then in force, Ezekiel 40, verse 46, chapter 44, verse 15. But the priesthood of Melchizedek, which passeth not to another, has taken its place. Hebrews chapters 5 through 9. Number 7, the middle wall of partition then existed, as all these ordinances prove, as well as the acknowledged distinction between the seed of the house of Israel and the stranger. Ezekiel 44, verse 22, chapter 47, verse 22. But it is now broken down, Ephesians 2. But we leave the sanctuary offered to the 12 tribes, that we may follow the history of Judah and Benjamin.